Nowhere in the code does the phrase homeschool appear. The legal name for it is competent private instruction. The chapter regulating this approach to education was inserted into Iowa law in the early 1990s. But before it could be, there was heated debate at the Capitol. Ed Dickerson was a lobbyist for homeschool interests at the time.
The big concern in 1990 was that people would be hiding their children at home and abusing them.
Dickerson's job was to allay those worries and keep the conversation focused on one thing, the rights of parents to control the education of their children. He was a former teacher himself with a master's degree in education. He became intrigued with homeschooling because he didn't want to expose his children to the discipline problems he witnessed in school classrooms. As he made the case for homeschoolers at the State House, he occasionally went head-to-head with Larry Murphy. Murphy was chairman of the Senate Education Committee during the time the homeschool lobby in Iowa was becoming quite vocal. He was also a Democrat.
The bulk of my caucus was not in favor of changing the law at all.
But Murphy says he was at least willing to sit down at the table with Dickerson and other homeschool parents to hear their ideas.
I was willing to make accommodation as long as there was really strict oversight by the Department of Education, by local schools, a lot of communication.
On this point, Murphy differs from most members of the homeschool movement. They want to wrest decision-making away from state and local education officials and hand it to parents. So there were some long nights negotiating what turned into a 16-page amendment to Iowa's education law. Murphy and others hoping to protect the state's interest in the education of its children were adamant there be strong assessment tools included. Dickerson and his fellow homeschoolers worried this would result in standardized tests becoming the only method.
I saw there were many children who get testitis, we call it. They freeze up over a test. A test is not a very good way to measure it anyway. It's a snapshot.
So Dickerson drafted what he calls a portfolio option. Parents can collect samples of their children's work over the course of a school year and have it reviewed by a certified teacher.
That allows children who don't test well then to show examples of their work, show what they can do.
Dickerson walked away from the final version of the new law not completely satisfied, but he says it was a huge improvement over the tight restrictions that were in place before.
As one legislator told me after we'd done, he said, you got 98% of what you wanted. Nobody gets 98%. And that's true. We got most of what we were asking for.
He says what he got, basically, was a transfer of power over a child's education from school districts to parents. An attorney with the Iowa Department of Education, Carol Greta, says the rewritten law requires parents who want to pull their kids out of public and private schools to fill out a routine form.
The code requires that the parents state the name and age of their child, the grade level of the child, and also the course of study. And the textbooks that, in other words, what courses will the parent be teaching the child and what textbooks will the parent be employing?
She says there are no minimum education requirements for the parents to be able to teach. Members of the Network of Christian Home Educators are not content with the current homeschool law. They say it's one of the most complicated in the nation. The Oregon-based National Home Education Research Institute ranks Iowa among states with a medium degree of control over home schools. It says neighboring Missouri and Illinois have low amounts of regulation, while Minnesota is tougher on home schools. NICH members would like to ditch all of the regulations connected to competent private instruction and replace them with what they call independent private instruction. Under these guidelines, parents would no longer have to file an annual academic assessment of their children. A lobbyist for the group, Bill Gustoff, says less red tape would mean more time for families to concentrate on homeschooling.
Most of the time they get filed and they never get looked at. So it's a lot of reporting requirements that create an administrative burden and paperwork burden on the AEAs and the school districts and the parents for something that's really not even being looked at.
The proposal from NICH would also open homeschool households to more students by allowing a homeschool mom or dad to teach up to 4 unrelated kids. For the past 5 years, the group has sponsored a Capitol Day under the Gold Dome. Hundreds of home educators descend on the State House each year to buttonhole lawmakers about issues surrounding homeschooling. They don't have to look far to find a figure sympathetic to their cause. The man who signed into law the amended education bill in 1991 is once again in the governor's office.
I support simplifying and reducing the regulatory burdens that are placed on homeschool educators in Iowa so that they can focus more of their time on what really matters, educating their children.
Governor Branstad is not the only high-level official to endorse the homeschool movement. House Speaker Craig Paulson's children were schooled at home. The governor's legal counsel, Brenna Findlay, was homeschooled. But some others in state government take a more cautious approach to home education. Democratic State Representative Mary Masher of Iowa City is a retired teacher and elementary school counselor. She says there is a place for homeschooling in Iowa, as long as there is also regular social interaction with professional educators as a way to protect the children.
If there were problems in the family or if there were issues of them not being able to get a good breakfast that morning, you know, we could address that and deal with it immediately because I could see that child and have that conversation with them.
The debate over the quality of public education has taken center stage in the legislature this session. Instead of leaving the job of education reform in the hands of lawmakers, the 16,000 or so homeschool families in Iowa have taken that responsibility upon themselves. At the Capitol, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.